Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of Nabuwat or prophethood, the misconception I will try to remove today relates to the fact that there are people who think that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is made from light. Now, this notion is derived from many places, and one of the major areas or the major verses from which this notion is derived is a verse of Surah Maida. This is the 15th verse of Surah Maida. And the words of this verse are, Ya Ahlul Kitab, Qad Ja'akum Rasuluna Yubayyinu Lakum Kathiran Mimma Kuntum Tukhfuna Min Al-Kitab Wa Ya'fu An Kathir Qad Ja'akum Min Allahi Nurum Wa Kitabu Mubin. A simple translation of this verse reads, O people of the book, indeed our messenger has come to you, making clear to you most of what you hid of the book, and forgiving much. Indeed, there has come to you a light and a clear book from God. So from this word light, some exegetes have deduced that it refers to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it needs to be understood first of all that whenever we try to determine the connotation of the word, the most important thing is to study parallel verses of similar import or similar intent. And if we do so, we'll find that this word light, whenever it is used in such a context that light is being revealed by the Almighty, then it always refers to divine guidance. And we find that this usage abounds in the Quran. Thus, for example, about the Torah, the words of the Quran are, Inna anzalna tawrata fiha hudan wa nur. We have revealed the Torah in which there is guidance and there is light. So the Torah is also called light. Similarly, the Injil or the Gospel, the words about the Gospel are, Wa atainahu al-injil fihi hudan wa nur. So we gave them the Gospel or the Injil, and in it is guidance and light. Again, we see that this word light occurs and it is used explicitly for divine guidance, and in this case for the Gospel. At another place, it is very clearly used for the Quran itself. The words are فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. So therefore, believe in God and His Messenger and the light which we have revealed, which of course refers to the Quran. It cannot refer to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he's already mentioned in this verse. So if we study these parallels, we come to realize that this word light is used for divine guidance at a number of places. Now the second thing which needs to be realized as well is that the word Bashar has been used by the Quran for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at many places, which signifies the fact that he was a human being and he was not made of light at all. And there are many places in which this is mentioned. Just to give an example, it is mentioned at one place in Surah Kahf. The words are, Kul innama ana basharum mislukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahum wahid. Tell them that I am a human being like you. It has been revealed to me that your God is one God. So the word Bashar is explicitly used for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the presence of this, it cannot be at all believed or deduced that the word light in the other verse which I just quoted in the beginning relates to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the presence of this evidence, we can say that the Prophet Muhammad has been explicitly called a Bashar or a human being by the Quran. Now, and as far as the fact that the verse Nur occurs in that particular verse, it cannot be related to the Prophet Muhammad, because parallel verses which I have quoted all show that the word Nur, when used in this context, refers to divine guidance. Now, of course, it needs to be understood that in this particular verse, then what is the meaning of the word Nur, because the word divine guidance is already mentioned. The verse says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. So, of course, this means that the light has come and a clear book has come. So, if we study, as I said, parallel verses of the Quran, the word Nur relates to divine guidance, but here divine guidance is already mentioned, because the next words are Kitab al-Mubin, which of course refers to divine guidance or a clear book. So here we will say that the word Nur of course refers to Quran, to divine guidance, which is the Quran. And the word Waw, or the word Waw, which is used later on, is for explication, is for tafsir. And the words Nur Kitab al-Mubin actually explain this Nur. In other words, the proper translation or the correct translation of this word would be that divine guidance has come to you from God, which is the clear book of God. So we will relate this waw, or this wa used here, to that of explication, which actually explicates the word Nur by saying that the word Nur is actually Kitab-e-Mubin, or the open book, or the clear book. So in the light of this evidence, we can very clearly or safely deduce the fact that it is not at all correct to assume that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made of light or Nur. The Quran explicitly says that he was a Bashar, he was a human being, and at all places where this word Nur occurs, specifically here also, This should not become a cause of misconception. The word nur, when used in this context, specifies divine guidance. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ